Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado, there's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
In the driving jam time.
The Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Key block by the left guard, Tom Ackerman. And right here, let's go downstairs to Bonnie.
Marv, if you remember that big run Robert Holcomb had on the first drive, one of the guys responsible on help busting him loose was Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman up front, and this is a unit that has played very well. A good night for Eddie George. 21 carries, 74 yards. The left guard, Tom Ackerman, with the block that set him free. It's a first down.
Thank you, Marv. Appreciate that. Marv Albert, Bonnie Bernstein on the sidelines. Our old producer, Lisa Herman, made that for me years ago on Monday Night Football. The Titans were playing, and Tom Ackerman, I am not the NFL lineman, Tom Ackerman was opening up all kinds of holes, Lauren Lovett, in that game. And you have opened up a lead on you a while ago, and now you're down just two to me after picking up three games, all three games that we split in our picks last week in week 14. You won them all. How do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good about that. Last week was a good week. It was almost a perfect week with the exception of the 49ers game. So yeah. It would have been perfect, but it was a great week last week.
You had a very good week. You know the game, and you got me last week. So you're up. I'm up two on you. We're going to pick the NFL week 15. We're going to do today's games, Monday's games, and Tuesday's games. The shuffle has gone on because of COVID, so they've moved a couple of games around. We've already had some games yesterday. Your Patriots lost to the Colts 27-17. The Thursday night game was a dandy. The Chiefs won it on KMOX over the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Now we have some games to pick. Would you like to go first, or should I go first?
I'll go first today.
Okay, you can go first.
It's the first game.
Yeah, first game. Then we'll switch who goes first each pick. Again, Lauren, down two to me in week 15. We're getting into crunch time here, although we have agreed to extend this all the way to the Super Bowl, so we'll be picking playoff games as well. Let's start with Carolina at Buffalo. Lauren, what do you have?
I definitely like the Bills here. The Panthers' offense has underwhelmed. Newton has only completed 58.7% of his passes since returning as the starter. Josh Allen is not on IR today, so he could play. But even if he doesn't play, I think their offense is so much more trustworthy, especially at home, in their weather, in their home facility. I'm going to take the Bills today.
I agree with you, and I'm a little disappointed in the Bills this year. They're 7-6, and I thought they had a golden opportunity to be hosting playoff games in January because, as you just noted, that is a very difficult place to play. But they've been disappointing. They're 7-6. That said, I think they overwhelmed Carolina today. I think I agree with you. I like the Bills today big against Carolina. We're picking straight up, no spread, although I think we're going to change that up next season. I think we're going to go with our friends who like to put wagers on these games and bet against the spread.
That's right.
But we're staying consistent.
That's
we're right. picking winners this year, and both of us have been pretty successful with this. Here we go. Jets at Miami, second game. I pick first. I got to take the Dolphins here. Don't like the Jets in this matchup. Don't really like the Jets overall, Lauren. What do you think?
Right. I agree. I mean, Miami has looked so great, like, recently on both sides of the ball. They've definitely figured things out, and they're back in the playoff hunt after winning five in a row. New York, on the other hand, has been destroyed in recent games, and their defense shows they can't stop anyone effectively. I like the Dolphins at home today, taking Miami.
Arizona at Detroit. What are your thoughts in this one as the Lions finally got a win, and Arizona's 10-3?
Yeah, this should be a nice game for Arizona to rebound. The Cardinals do have a few player injuries, obviously, most notably DeAndre Hopkins and a few others that have landed on the ever-growing COVID list. But even shorthanded, they shouldn't have any problems against the Lions. I think Detroit scored less than 10 points last week against Denver. And they also have a host of injuries as well, including DeAndre Swift. So I'm taking the Birds on the road today.
I am as well. I like Arizona on the road against Detroit. Dallas at the Giants. I've got to go with the Cowboys here. They're in a position to make the playoffs and close it out. The Giants are 4-9. The Cowboys are 9-4, Lauren.
Correct. Although Dallas has been struggling a little bit offensively lately, this should be a get-right game for them. The Giants are just a bad team. In addition, Jones will be out of the starting lineup yet again today, so I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road.
This is a tough game to pick. Now, Tennessee at Pittsburgh, and you get to go first. The Titans at the Steelers, noon kickoff. Lauren Lovett.
I'm gonna do the upset pick today. I went back and forth on this one. I think this is a game that the Steelers need to win to stay in any type of playoff contention. The Titans are still dealing with, you know, their injuries. They don't have Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown. Their offense hasn't played really well recently. I think some of their starting linebackers may be out as well. So if Ben can stay on his feet today, they can win this game for sure. I'm going to hope that he can, and I'm going to take the Steelers at home.
Boy, I would love to go with you here. And, you know, it does depend on T.J. Watt. He's been dealing with a groin injury. If he's playing, they're going to be really good. Titans at Steelers. Boy, this is tough for me. I think I'm going to go. I'm not loving the Titans, and I actually am going to go Steelers here. I think you're right.
Okay.
I think they're desperate.
Okay.
I think they've got to get a win here, and I kind of lean on Ben, even at his age, in big games like this. I'm going to take the Steelers as well at home. That's a tough one to pick. Houston at Jacksonville. Oh, my gosh, the saga of Urban Meyer. It's over. After 13 games in the NFL, it was an utter failure for Urban Meyer, the three-time national championship coach at Florida and Ohio State. He now is going to watch as his former team, the Jaguars, take on the Houston Texans in a game that I think the Jaguars will win. I think they will under their first game without Urban. We'll pick up a victory. Lauren, what do you think?
I actually agree with you. I think his departure might give the Jags a little bump against a struggling Texas team. I think the Jags defense has been decent, and I just think Houston can't score. So I'm going to also take Jacksonville today.
All right, Cincinnati at Denver. This is another toss-up here. A couple of teams at 7-6, Lauren. This is a 3:05 kickoff today. Who do you like?
Right. Both of these guys come in today. Same record. I feel like they're pretty evenly matched as well, not only by their records, but by their point differentials. This could go either way. I don't know how I feel about home field advantage. At Denver, I do think it matters a little bit. And with the Bengals' latest injuries, I feel like the Broncos may have the tiniest bit of an edge here. I think I'm going to take Denver today.
You know, I thought long and hard about this as well. I looked at the numbers just like you. I wanted to see about home field. They have won 13 of 16 in this series at home against Cincinnati. Again, those are historical numbers, so sometimes, you know, it doesn't really matter when you're talking about this very week in the NFL. But I tend to like the home team this time of year, especially in a game that they need. And Denver is going after a playoff spot just like Cincinnati, and I will go with Denver as well. The Broncos at home – against the Bengals. So we have picked the same. Let's see what happens here. Atlanta at San Francisco. I get to pick first on this one. Falcons at 49ers. You were right about the Falcons. They do have some talent. I think that, you know, they're still technically a contender, and they're actually very good on the road. They're 5-2 on the road this year. That said, I'm going to go with the 49ers at home today for the 305 game, Lauren.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do the same. I mean, the 49ers have won 4 of their last 5 games. Like I said last week, that was my only loss. They played well, beat Cincinnati. Matt Ryan has struggled without Calvin Ridley. I just think that San Francisco has the edge here. And, you know, they're at home. I think they'll come up with the win. I, too, am going to take the 49ers today.
The Green Bay Packers go to Baltimore for a 3:25 kickoff. Aaron Rodgers and team, boy, when they want to go, they go, don't they? I mean, they just overwhelm the Bears in that game against Chicago. The Ravens just dealing with all kinds of injuries, sprained ankle for Lamar Jackson. The secondary has been hurt. That's not good news against Rodgers whatsoever. I'm going to go Packers on the road, Lauren, against the Ravens.
Yeah, same here. I'm taking the Packers today. I mean, I don't know if Lamar is going to play, even if he does. He definitely won't be playing at his peak. They do have the league's best rushing defense, but second worst passing defense. This game just feels like a stretch for the Ravens. I'm going to take the Packers today.
New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Tom Brady is 10-3, and the Saints have been disappointing, Lauren. They're 6-7. It's the Sunday night game. Who do you like, Saints at Bucks?
They have been disappointing. I do think that if both teams were healthy, it would be a little bit more evenly matched, but that's not the case here. The Saints are injury riddled, and the trend is Tampa at home this year has been 35-plus every game. I've got the Bucks today.
Bucks at home, and I do too. I like the Bucks at home against the Saints. They're playing so well right now, Tampa Bay. Las Vegas at Cleveland is a tight one here. Raiders at Browns. This one is a Monday afternoon game. So this one's going to kick off at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You get to pick first on this one. The Browns at home against the Raiders.
This is the one I went back and forth on, I think, the most. I mean, due to all the COVID issues, the Browns went from 4-point favorites to 1.5-point underdogs. So I think Cleveland currently has like 20 members on the active roster of the COVID-19 reserve list, along with their head coach. So also, I think Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum, which leaves Nick Mullins in to start as quarterback, besides that 11 defensive players are also out on COVID. But with all that being said, I still think Cleveland's the better team. I think Las Vegas still has defensive issues and their offense is questionable. I think the Browns can still get it done today with all these injuries and COVID outings. I am going to take the Browns.
Wow. I felt Browns going in, and like you, the COVID outbreak made me think differently, but the Raiders just don't look like the team from earlier this year. They had got off to a good start. They've lost 5 of 6, and my gosh, we're picking the same here. But my gut tells me Browns at home here, even with all the things they're dealing with.
Right, I do too.
I think they're going to figure it out. I think it'll probably be an ugly game, but the Browns win this ball game. Okay, so there we go. We're picking the same on these games. Well, we're very tight anyway in the standings. Lauren trails me by 2 for those just joining us. Minnesota at Chicago. This is the Monday night game. The Vikings at the Bears. Man, the Vikings have been up and down. The Bears have actually surprisingly been very good in this series. The Bears are missing a lot of their coaching staff because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Vikings have a very good pass rush. You know, I think I'm gonna go Vikings here, even though the Bears showed me something. Their special teams, they were great in that game at Lambeau. And they are playing at home. I'm going to go with the Vikings on the road. I think it's just too much for the Bears to overcome.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think Chicago looked fantastic in that game. But in this game, they're just in much better shape roster-wise. And the Bears, like you said, they're dealing with a ton of injuries, including their coaches. So I just think that Minnesota has the advantage here. I'm going to take them on the road today.
Seattle at the Rams. This is a Tuesday night game. 6 o'clock, there's a pair of Tuesday night games going at the same time. Seattle at the Rams. Lauren, who do you like there?
I just can't. Even, again, I think with COVID now, they had the Rams, talking about the Rams, I think they had 31 players on the recent IR list. 28 of those have already been ruled out for Tuesday. So both sides of the ball will be without some key contributors for sure. They were able to activate Odell Beckham Jr. back, Daryl Henderson, Justin Hollis, and a few others are on track to play Tuesday. All that being said, I still like them against the Seahawks, who actually happen to have zero players out on COVID right now. So they're doing something right in that regard. But I think that's about it. I think LA needs to win this game. I believe they can. I believe they will. I'm going to take the Rams.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to have a little fun here. I'm going to go Seahawks on the road for two reasons. One, I don't like the Rams owner. Two, and I don't mind the players. I'm just talking about the ownership, obviously. Two, I think Seattle's heating up here. And again, they have won back-to-back games. They have to win out to have any shot at the playoffs. And for some reason, I'm going to go Seattle here just to mix it up and have some fun. So there you go. That could be our swing game. What do you think? I'll pick the last one, Washington at Philadelphia. Both teams at 6-7. The Washington football team at the Eagles. This is, a win actually puts you in good shape. And for that reason, I'm going to go Eagles at home here for the 6 o'clock game Tuesday, Lauren.
Yeah, I couldn't go. Yeah, just with everything going on, Washington has like 27 guys on the COVID list, including Heinicke. Philly has a solid defense, and, I just don't see how Washington can get anything consistent going in this game. I'm going to take Philly at home.
All right, so there you have it. Those are the picks for the week. We have one swing game, and that would be I have Seattle over the Rams. Lauren, what's your fantasy tip of the week?
I think for week 15, I like Tua and a possible stack with Devontae Parker. Miami is playing the very sad and lowly Jets this weekend, who give up the 8th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. And in addition, they have not been doing well statistically against fantasy wide receivers. And with Jalen Waddle out on reserve, the COVID-19 list, Parker should see a lot of action today. So those are my thoughts for fantasy this week.
Good stuff, Lauren. Love it. We'll see what happens. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
NFL Week 15. When we come back, worldwide technology raceway owner Curtis Francois with me and Fox Sports reporter Amanda Busick. That's next from my Garage Happy Hour, sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back to the show. Good to visit with Lauren Lovett, as always, for our NFL picks. Here is Fox Sports Motorsports reporter Amanda Busick. When it comes to Worldwide Technology Raceway, the racing world has its eyes on St. Louis right now. And from a national perspective, Busick, who has been doing this now for 7 years, covering the NHRA and several other circuits, says she has also taken notice.
Having known Curtis for it's probably been 5 years or so now, I'm not in the slightest bit surprised. And what I enjoy and love about the guys over there, and especially under Curtis's leadership, I enjoy that it's not even a win for Curtis, right? It's a win for St. Louis. And I think that's the way Curtis really looks at it. He's more excited for those fans that are going to be at Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 5th next year than probably he is for himself. And I know he's really excited for his staff and having Chris Blair going to lead. I can't even imagine the fireworks show that's going to light up the skies over St. Louis on June 5th, but be ready for it. I'm not in the slightest bit surprised. I think Curtis has the trust of everyone in the industry. I think that if you know Curtis, you know that he's a person of integrity and character, and he set his mind to something and he accomplished it.
He sure did. He's also accomplished something else. He is now the first person in the history of the Garage Happy Hour to appear 3 times, because he has been, I believe, listening and waiting backstage. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Oh, Jim, I got to have
it. Oh, my God. Please, he's doing business. Look at him. He's doing business.
You caught me right in the middle, guys. How about that?
I caught you.
Surprise.
You're probably closing some deal over there. I don't, who knows?
Yeah. Well, how in the world did I get on with my two favorite people here? This is a treat, guys.
What a surprise.
What's going on?
Great. I'm turning red over here.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda. Yeah.
Hey,
good
Chris.
To see your beautiful face. And Thank Tom, you. Last time I was with you, we were having a little fun down at the MAC.
We sure did. Congratulations on winning the Jack Buck Award for your great service to the community through sports. And on top of that, Curtis, a major award from NASCAR for your community service as well, a national award. I know you're very proud to receive that down in Nashville. Congrats.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Amanda's been a part of our team here and our friend and for a long time. And she, I think, recognizes more than anyone that that's a win for this group here. We have such a wonderful group of employees who believe in the mission. And you feel it, you see it, and to be recognized. Clearly, I was the figurehead there, but, man, that's a win for our team as they've been working so hard to really do great things in the community. We've got a heck of an opportunity, and I really think we've come a long way, but, boy, we're just getting started as well.
I know that. Amanda, he's got St. Louis's attention now, doesn't he? They've got something going here.
Oh, without a doubt. That's why I said June 5th, watch the fireworks show that's going to happen over the skies of St. Louis. And I'm planning on being there, and I look forward to sharing that celebratory beer and pizza after the race. And, congratulations, Curtis. It's really cool to see you guys pull it off. I know there's a lot that people don't see. They see the headline and the announcement and things come through, PR wires and things like that. But it really doesn't reflect the man hours and the labor and the putting the right pieces together that went for the last decade. So congratulations, Curtis. Well done.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. Yeah, no, it's neat. And, you know, you and I share so many wonderful friends. And I just feel like in addition to our staff here, it's a win for this great group. You know, when we're in Indy having dinner at St. Elmo's or wherever we're at, we're sharing this win with all of those friends that I've made over the last decade, you and Tom included. And we just couldn't be more thrilled for what it's going to mean to the area and this next chapter as we move through, hard to say it, but into our next decade.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you just got me with St. Elmo. We got some great restaurants here, but I'll tell you that the spice and the steaks at St. Elmo are out of control. It reminds me I need to order their steak seasoning. I said I was going to do that. I got to get that mailed here.
Okay. Oh, it's the shrimp cocktail.
The shrimp cocktail is incredible.
If you have any sinus issues, just roll on through St. Elmo's. You're going
to
be good to go.
You have to be a little careful on the sauce for the first timers, no doubt. But to have a national reporter talk about your track like that, Curtis, and you're making your mark, but I know that you want the entire region. You got a real opportunity here, not just for St. Louis, but for this entire region to recognize St. Louis, but also who you are and what you're doing. How do you plan on, how would you like to grow the sport in this area?
Well, I think there's several answers to that, but one, I think, goes back to the core of who we are and how we started, which is bringing back the grassroots fan, the grassroots support that really builds that foundation to where we are today. And we're going to stick with that program, and we're just going to try to grow that base, bring new fans into the motorsports world. I love it all. So I'm a fan of drag racing. I'm also a fan of, mud bog racing. And I'm also a fan of Formula One, and I'm a fan of, tractor pulls. It doesn't matter. And so that is what we not everybody's going to see things through my lens. But really, I think there's so much great entertainment in the motorsports world. There's such a great opportunity to build memories for families. I think, you probably heard me talk about it, but one of my earliest memories was a motorsports memory back when I was 7 years old and I was watching Evel Knievel jump school buses. And that stuck with me. And I still, that's one of those things that comes up around the Thanksgiving dinner table is those type of memories. I'm hopeful that we can be adding those type of memories to different families in our region.
I think from my perspective,
and as I told you, Curtis, when I grew up, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you talk about the grassroots, how that's over how it's come about in St. Louis, especially at that facility. I came for the first IndyCar race, and the stands were full. And I think St. Louis loves St. Louis. I can't say that because I'm not originally from St. Louis, but I'll let you add on to it, Tom. But I, from an outsider looking in, St. Louis promotes St. Louis. And I really enjoy how people in that city come together and support their community. So I think that that's all going to be on showcase next year with the banner events at Worldwide Technology.
Yeah, along those same lines, I was going to say, you know, growing up with my dad going to Indy and then seeing the Indy cars as an adult in my city, you know, brought back a lot of emotions. I got really teary-eyed first time I was at your track, Curtis, seeing it, and the last time, every time, you know, that I see them go around the track. And I think that's part of it. And we want to share that with a lot of people. And Amanda, I'll toss it back to you because I know that, you know, you've seen many, many of these facilities. So when they're at their best, you know, and Curtis will be all ears here because, I mean, he leans on you for that perspective. And when those places are at their best, what are they like? I mean, in a perfect world, how do we in St. Louis make it as great as we can make it?
I think you're already hitting on it. It's you can just see in the care and the commitment that's put into the facility. You from the gates to the stands, every touch point with the visitor or the fan is thought about from that team. And again, these are all the things that you don't see behind the scenes that we know that are happening from seeing different facilities. The best part about St. Louis, especially from a drag racing standpoint, we normally get to be there in the fall, which makes for some crisp, great conditions where we see record-setting runs. You can't duplicate that track to track. That just happens to be Mother Nature. But it's clear that Curtis, from his leadership down and the team, they think about all those things from walking into the gate to sitting and watching the entertainment.
And Curtis, Amanda and I were talking earlier about the way that she has really given a voice to women in the sport, both those who cover it, those who watch it, and those who drive. And, you know, on top of that, I will add that your relationship with Jackie Joyner-Kersee, I've known for years, but really hit me at the Jack Buck Awards last week. Her speech introducing you was incredible. And I feel like that relationship is incredible. Can you discuss that a little bit with us and for the audience that doesn't know about your relationship with Jackie Joyner-Kersee in East St. Louis?
Sure. You know, the best relationships are the ones that just are able to grow and flourish over time. And we also just have a common goal of seeing the community rise up. And you know, once we realized we were on the same path, you know, Jackie's pretty speedy, you know. So I had to make sure that I was on my game to keep up with what she had in mind. And she realized that we were kindred spirits. I realized that. And what a great relationship it's, you know, become. I would count her as one of the inspirations in my life, as someone who has achieved such a high level of success, but remains so unbelievably humble and committed to her cause of changing the children's lives here in East St. Louis, authentically being there and you know, on a bended knee, talking to the children and teaching them life lessons as well as providing for many needs. How can you not love that? And what a great example that she is for so many of us. So just really a wonderful opportunity that you couldn't have scripted it any better. And it's just terrific.
It is great. And Amanda, isn't that really part of sports in general, but also in motorsports, the relationships that you have? And there's so much more than the cars themselves, the stories that come out and continue to come out in this sport and how it changes people's lives.
I think there's always the opportunity to inspire beyond ourselves. And that's the great thing about sport, motorsport. You can have one person in your life that believes in you and your entire path has changed. So hats off to Jackie Joyner-Kersee and what she's doing in East St. Louis. And to each of us on this call and how we're living our life and how we're trying to expand that mission of making sure that role models are seen in communities and able to motivate and excite and support the next generation that's inevitably going to replace us and come behind us. So it's wonderful to be a part of.
Well, let's see if they can outwork us. I mean, look at these two of the hardest working people in the sport that I see. I got one in his office. I got the other one at the airport because she's flying around the country covering motorsports. It's pretty awesome. Award-winning Amanda Busick, by the way, and Curtis Francois. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here in my garage drinking a whiskey. I mean, what am I doing? But, hey, before we go, Curtis, any update on tickets? How are they going? Anything that you can pass along, any developments over at the racetrack with regard to NASCAR?
Well, with regard to NASCAR, it's just been fabulous, the response. And so tickets went on sale to the public yesterday. And, you know, it's just, I'm not going to say it's what I expected, but St. Louis is showing up. They always do for the big events. They're a big event city. And we've got something new for them to get behind and to support. And you can just feel the momentum growing. And you know, again, St. Louis, I'm a little, certainly a little biased, but one of the greatest sports towns, if not the best sports town in the United States. And I can say that with no chagrin. There is no doubt that that is a lot of people's opinion. So, and I'm going to brag on Amanda just for a minute, too. So Amanda has been the consummate professional behind the NHRA broadcast since day one when I've been involved. And I've seen Amanda do things and go places and roll up her sleeves and get involved in ways that make anyone proud in the broadcasting industry. And she just really sets her leadership role by example. And just does an absolutely wonderful job. And I'm just really honored to call her a friend and a colleague.
Same here. And very well said, my friend. Well done. And to both of you, I wish you the very best. Merry Christmas to both of you. And thanks for doing this on this Thursday night, the live Garage Happy Hour. It's good to have you on. And I can't wait till June 5th. I know the time's going to start flying here once you get past the holidays, Curtis, but I'm excited for it. And I know that we're all in and St. Louis is all in.
Thank you, Tom. Fun to be with you. Amanda, great to see you. Merry Christmas to both y'all.
Merry Christmas.
And all of yours. And just have a great holiday season.
AB, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
There is Amanda Busick of Fox Sports. Her podcast, Women Shifting Gears, is available on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you find podcasts. And, of course, the owner of Worldwide Technology Raceway, the terrific Curtis Francois. We appreciate him joining us on the Garage Happy Hour and on Sports on a Sunday Morning. When we come back, another terrific St. Louisan, the CEO of the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, Michael McMillan. Wait till you hear the effort that he put together yesterday, plus some former Cardinals chipping in to the community. That's next on KMOX.
The high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday Morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Back on KMOX, the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis and their CEO, Michael McMillan, as we are here on North Kings Highway giving back to the community. You do it year-round, but here a week before Christmas serving 2,500 people. What an effort.
It's truly a blessing to be able to do this. And, of course, we all know that St. Louis is one of the most generous regions in the whole country. So we are incredibly grateful to all of the sponsors, donors, partners, volunteers, staff, and everyone that give us the ability to keep our COVID humanitarian relief efforts up and be able to serve the community in an unprecedented way for us. We've served more people this year than we have in our 103-year history. And we want to do everything that we can for as long as we can to get out of this COVID pandemic crisis.
Let's start with that. COVID pandemic crisis and vaccinations are a way to battle that the way. And for one person getting vaccinated, he walked away with a brand new Ford from Schicker Automotive Group and
Centene.
Absolutely. So our former national chairman, Michael Neidorff, is very committed to trying to make sure that we get society back on track and that we are doing everything that we can to get as many people vaccinated as possible. So he and Centene Corporation led the way by providing us with the ability to have a free car from Ford, from Schicker Automotive Group, paid for by Centene, and the insurance for a year, and QuickTrip donated $500 in gift cards for gas, and Centene is paying for the insurance for a whole and the taxes.
Boy, it was great to see the smile on his face.
Yes.
And then to see the smiles on the kids' faces behind those masks.
Yes.
When they saw the toys that they were walking away with. Not just that, but boxes of groceries that are being loaded right in front of us. Toiletries, PPE. It is a drive-through today here in North St. Louis.
Absolutely, and we're making sure that we serve as many as we can. We're up to 2,500 in terms of what you just mentioned, food, toiletries, PPE, and then we're also doing hundreds of families for our 100 neediest cases effort. So we're grateful to all of the people that have helped us with that because we're able to help those in need to have a great Christmas, a great holiday season, and start the new year off right.
Well, KMOX is a proud partner, and I feel like it's our responsibility to tell the story and to let people know what you're doing. Cardinals fans, Billikens fans, and everybody else supporting sports here on this radio station should know what's going on in St. Louis just as much as they know what the batting average is or the points per game of their favorite player.
Absolutely. As a native St. Louisan and a graduate of St. Louis University, I'm a lifelong Billiken, and every single one of us that are born in St. Louis have DNA that makes you the greatest Cardinals fan, the greatest baseball fan in the country, in the world. And so I want to appeal to all of those individuals that are listening. You know, we would love to have you to get engaged with us, to volunteer, to be a partner in any way. Please go to our website, ulstl.com, and find ways that you can get involved or donate to our movement.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for having us here. Carol Daniel, also part of the festivities here today. And I mean, it is some effort here and some visual when you see the families that are being benefited here today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate all that you do, not just for the Urban League, but really as a true giant in giving back, helping others, and as a very young man, leading the way and showing that everybody of every age and every demographic can play a part in helping our neighbors when they need it the most.
Well, the feelings are mutual, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back in a moment on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back. Just a few minutes left on Sports on a Sunday morning. And in our final 4 or 5 minutes, I wanted to replay some of this interview. I thought this was great. Former Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday, one of the best they've had, with St. Louis Talks, our midday show here on KMOX, discussing a very important effort by both our radio station and a group very dear to Holliday and his family.
I think it's fantastic that you're hands-on with Cardinal Glennon, and the amount of support that the community of St. Louis shows to Cardinal Glennon is fantastic. It makes me wonder if you ever have walked through Cardinal Glennon and promised a kid a home run, like they do in the movies.
Well, I did have a kid request one, and I wasn't able to promise it because, as you guys know, Major League Baseball is very difficult.
That's why they call it the big leagues.
I was able to hit one that night and was able to take the ball, was able to get the ball and take it to the young man that had asked me to hit him a home run around 11 o'clock or 11:30 that night. The kid was sleeping, but I was able to get the ball to him through his mom. So that was cool. That was, like I said, I felt like that was God allowing me to hit a home run on a night when
you hit a home run, and that very night you went to go deliver the ball to the family?
I did. It was one of my I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to take it to him. Like I said, it was really a cool deal, and I think the kid and the parents, it was pretty exciting. It was pretty, you know, like I said, the kid wasn't awake, unfortunately, But his mom was pretty, I think I caught her off guard a little bit when I knocked on the door. So it was pretty neat.
This week, giving to the Tree of Hope campaign. It's a week of giving for Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. You can go and donate right now. We'd love if you would. Go to KMOX.com, right on the homepage. You got a link. Or treeofhope.org/KMOX.
We do have some questions about baseball, the state of it, where it's at right now. But I want to start off with something positive. I do believe it would be Skip Schumacher becoming Cardinals bench coach. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, Skip is one of my close friends, which is awesome because Ollie Marmol is one of my best friends as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
The opportunity, I think, for the combination of those two running the downstairs operation for the Cardinals, I think is a great spot. I think it's a really good mix of talent and so I'm really excited. I mean, I think Skip is a great. He was a great player. He was a great teammate. He created culture. He was a great. I think he is going to do a great job of bringing. He's been a bench coach with the Padres. He's served in a few different roles with the Padres. So I'm excited for him. I really am a little bit jealous. I feel like I could be part of that staff, but I've got kids and, you know, I'm a little bit busy at this time to be overly involved, with a major league team, but I'm excited for him. I think they're going to create a really great environment for players and an opportunity to win another championship. We'll see, but yeah, I'm excited for Skip and Ollie and the rest of the staff. I think they'll do a great job, and I think the getting the most out of your players and creating a championship environment is your job as a manager and a bench coach, and especially if you have the DH. You know, it really kind of takes a lot of the coaching philosophy kind of out of it. And so, it becomes to how you create culture and how you manage the players' personalities. And I think they'll do a great job with that.
Well, that is former Cardinal Matt Holliday with St. Louis Talks. Again, you can go to KMOX.com for all of our efforts with SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. And earlier that week, Ozzie Smith announced on KMOX's Total Information AM that he is throwing an event, Ozzie and Friends, at Ballpark Village on February 17th, 7 o'clock, with the entire infield from the 1982 World Champions. That means Keith Hernandez at first, Tommy Herr at second, Ken Obergefell at third, Ozzie Smith at shortstop. They will all be there on February 17th at 7 p.m. with Joe Buck as the MC. And Whitey Herzog is the special guest. What a group that is. For tickets, go to OzzieandFriends.com. OzzieandFriends.com, and all proceeds go to benefit PGA Reach Gateway. That's Ozzie Smith's big event, 40th anniversary celebration. I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.